There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
This is a podcast called 25 Whistles Talking Football, and they all wear a whistle. Yeah, it's stupid, but what did you expect? It's a podcast called 25 Whistles.
25 Whistles. What up, everybody? This is 25 Whistles, presented by DraftKings Fantasy Sports.
Come on.
All right.
Let's
Thank
go.
You. Gosh, Kevin, we're having to like figure it out as we go. We're working on a snow crew. Okay, check out what DraftKings has to offer this season with the code BobbySports. Could you not figure out how to turn it down?
I mean, I thought it was a pod one here, and that just wasn't working, so I tried them all, and I don't know.
We were jamming.
Oh, wait.
No, we don't have to do the whole thing again. Just pull it down
that
slightly.
That's not it either.
Okay. Because life's more fun when you're running the action. DraftKings, the crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Age and eligibility restrictions apply. Void where prohibited. See DraftKings.com for details. Kevin was not here until like 20 minutes ago.
Yeah,
a little late show.
Well, you missed the radio show, but you weren't supposed to come in because if roads are bad, don't risk it.
Mm-hmm.
Were roads better later?
Yeah. I didn't do any driving yesterday, but like the main highways and the major roads, big roads. Yeah, they were good.
Mike and Reed are in their respective homes. Reed, how are you doing this morning, buddy?
I'm great, dude. It's a blizzard out there. It's crazy.
Reed has two shoes behind him, and I didn't know what that was until I saw his Instagram story. Reed has, are those Tony Hawk used signed shoes?
They sure are, Bobby.
How'd you get those?
Man, I honestly think I got them for a birthday present back in 2005.
Were you a big Tony Hawk guy?
I was. I was a big skater up until like junior high, honestly. And so
that was last Tony year.
Hawk, yeah. My dude. Yeah.
You and Eddie both probably as adults could skate now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a longboarder.
Eddie likes a longboard.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I can kickflip still.
I can kickflip.
Hey, we should get together, brah, and just kind of, you know, skate a little bit.
Okay, cool, Reed. Thanks.
Cool. Is that
thanks,
enough?
Reed. Yeah, yeah. Hey, and Mike is at the set of Movie Mike, and Mike's got his Movie Mike pictures behind him.
I got my skateboard, too. Look.
And Mike is also a skater. That is true. Look at Mike. Mike coming off the Cowboys defeat as well. Sorry about that, buddy.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
Yeah. We'll get to the Cowboys. Eddie and I had a whole long conversation after the game. A little more fresh wound.
It's definitely fresh.
Yeah, I'm kind of upset, honestly.
That.
Why is he upset?
That what?
Because I didn't get to be a part of Eddie's fresh wound.
Yeah. Well, it was snowing. There was a blizzard outside.
I know.
It sucks for him.
I'm just kidding.
But we're here. Let's go. Let's do the tittle tattle.
All right,
Oh, God. I knew he was going to have to hit a button. It's Kevin. Go ahead.
It's time for the stupidest name ever. It's the Tittle Tattle with Kickoff Kevin.
Take your time,
We're getting there. All right, here we go. Which playoff debut impressed you more this weekend, C.J. Stroud or Jordan Love?
Jordan Love.
Really?
Just because the Cowboys never had a chance. And I talk about it. I lost a bunch of money. I wanted the Cowboys to win. But Jordan Love looked like – they both looked great. Their stat lines were pretty much identical. I think there was just a couple yards difference. Stroud was 16 for 21 for 274, three touchdowns, no interceptions.
That's amazing.
Love was 16 for 21, 272, three touchdowns, no interceptions.
Pretty easy when everyone's wide open on that. But.
Yeah. I think because it was the Cowboys and Jordan Love had been, even that first half of this year, in that group of quarterbacks that probably aren't going to pan out, second half of the year, he's just been killing it. And I watched more of that game closely, so there's definitely a bias answer here where I watched some of CJ Stroud play. I watched some of that game, but I watched every freaking play. And Green Bay and Jordan Love, back foot, open, crosses, tied everything. It was crazy.
He was throwing dimes.
Both were awesome, but to me, Jordan Love, just because I watched that game probably more close, but both were great. Kevin, what do you think?
I'm going to go opposite here. I'm going to say Stroud, just because he is a rookie,
yeah,
and Love had a few years to learn. That was impressive. They were both impressive. But Stroud, I mean, every time you think, oh, he's just a rookie, it'll hit him at some point. It hasn't. Right. Second round of the playoffs.
Yeah, it hasn't.
Killing it.
Crazy. All right, next up.
With another disappointing loss to end their season, do you think the Cowboys should make a change at head coach?
Yes, they have to. They can't go into the year again. They can't do another McCarthy year. They just can't do another McCarthy year. So, yes, the answer is yes. The question is going to be, who's it going to be? McCarthy is 12-5 in each of his last three seasons, and that's awesome. You take it every time, but you just expect somebody that has that record to win more than one playoff game. He's 1-3 in the playoffs. So 12-5 is great, but you got to have some playoff wins in there.
I'm just looking at Eddie.
No, I'm just listening. Just listening.
So, yes, I do believe, and even Jerry Jones, and who knows, they could have a new coach hired by the time this gets posted. Because I did see Belichick interviewed with the Falcons. What?
It's just, I mean, the Falcons, you know, the whole 28-3 thing. And then at the end of the day, it's like, who's interviewing Belichick from the Falcons?
They said the interview lasted 28 minutes.
Is it Belichick interviewing them or them interviewing him?
What's probably his resume? A mutual interview.
Right? Like, how do you interview Belichick? Unless you're Jerry Jones or like, I don't know, somebody that big. How do you interview Belichick?
I think they have to get rid of McCarthy. I don't think that's a crazy take. I think everybody thinks that. He can't come back.
You know what, though? That's a good question. Like, so, Bones, if you're hiring someone to do 25 Whistles, like, your question is like, all right, how long have you been doing podcasts? Like, what's your knowledge on radio? What do you ask? Like, he said, what do you ask Belichick? Like, we know everything he's done. Would you say, what would you do to our team?
Mostly, I would say, who do you plan to bring in as your coordinators? You know, are you going to bring in all your cousins and seven sons?
Yeah.
Do you plan... Or how long do you think you still have him coaching? Obviously, he wants to beat Shula's record as the winningest all time. He's second. He can do that. Do you think you have 3, 4, 5 years left? Are you just chasing the record? Who's coming offensive defensively? What would you do in this situation? You know you're not going to be the GM, right, Mr. Belichick?
Oof.
You're going to be the coach. Like, I think all of that would need to get discussed.
If you went to the Cowboys 100%, you're not going to be the GM.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, if you're Bill Belichick and it hasn't worked out with you being the GM, maybe you just want to be a coach now and get your wins. I think he wants to win one because Brady won one without him.
Mm-hmm.
I think he probably really wants to win one without Brady.
Yeah.
Just to show that Brady wasn't the one that was carrying the whole thing.
Gosh. And now the Bucks are winning without Brady.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool.
I'm big Baker guy.
Yeah.
Did you see last night, and maybe you can help me. I know that A.J. Brown had called. It was A.J. Brown, and then I think it was like a Goddard. I called Jalen Hurts a P word on the sideline.
No.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Did you guys see that?
No.
No, a B word. Yeah, I know. I think it was Goddard last night called him. I don't know why. Goddard called him a B on the sideline.
Like you're being a B?
Yeah, but it was just like, I just saw the clip and then I saw what everybody was saying. You may, Mike, will you search that up and let us know when you find out more about that? I saw it this morning when it was Goddard and A.J. Brown both called Jalen Hurts a, you know?
Was that before or after he dropped the pass, Goddard?
Dude, I just...
Got him. Yeah. Goddard.
Here we go. Is this today, Mike? Yesterday?
This today.
Okay. Scroll down to that. This is from Clutch Points, whatever that is. Tensions boiled over with an Eagles team that lost 5 of their 6 games headed into the playoffs. Eagles tight end Dallas Goedert was on the sideline having a heated conversation with Jalen Hurts. First, A.J. Brown, now Dallas Goedert calling Jalen Hurts a B on the sideline.
Oh, so they've both done it.
After the game, Goddard talked about the incident, said it's all as well.
Yeah.
It was a mistake, kind of messed up. Messed up big play, I think. Anyway,
if I called you a B, I don't think all would be well.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
12 hours afterwards.
I wouldn't like that.
No.
At least cover your mouth.
What do you mean? What do you mean? What do you mean?
So the cameras don't see it.
Oh. Just cover your mouth and be like, you're being a...
If you do say it, make sure that it's said just like it was said in the locker room where nobody else... Because you can have issues with people, even during a game. But make sure that those issues are just between two people and they don't get blown out of proportion because they will be. That'll always be up now. That'll always be a thing where they'll start to... Why did two players call him a... Remember they did that with Dak early this year.
Who called him that?
One of the defensive backs, like, picked him off in practice and, like, called him a name and ran
him. Oh, yeah, in training camp.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, dang.
Yeah, I do remember that, actually.
God, that feels like an eternity.
It does. It does. And also, that same game, I guess Jason Kelce's retiring.
Yeah, I did see that.
Six-time first-team All-Pro, seven-time Pro Bowler, Super Bowl champion, started 193 of 193 career games. He never missed a game.
That's crazy.
Is that what that? I mean, yeah. I'm assuming that's what that means.
Yeah.
Six-time captain and raised millions of dollars for charity. That's awesome. A Hall of Famer for sure. Hard to be a Hall of Famer on the offensive line too, because
you get no credit
and nobody knows about you really.
Yeah.
But
did you see they got stopped? The tush push got stopped. It was amazing. Mm-hmm. It was unbelievable.
On 2 points.
We know how to stop it now.
And how?
They got under Kelce.
Mm-hmm.
There, I guess nose is that a nose tackle? Who is that?
Yeah, Vita Vea.
But he's the only one to ever stop it before as well.
Yeah, they've done it twice now.
Yeah, Vita Vea is the one that stopped it last time, too.
It's just amazing. Like,
how to stop is get Vita Vea.
Well, that's hard.
There's Cowboys need Vita Vea.
Yes. Yes, McCarthy's got to go.
Okay.
And I'm sure it'll be sooner than later. But we talk about that a little bit. All right, go ahead, Kevin.
With a long-term decision looming in Miami, do you think the Dolphins should extend Tua?
Yeah, because Tua's a good quarterback. And what else are you going to do? Half the teams in the NFL don't have a good quarterback. It's not like everybody's got a good quarterback and everybody's looking to slightly upgrade. Some teams don't have a quarterback. They have four, and none of them work. And Tua's good. I don't think Tua's top five. I think Tua's top 10. If you have a top 10 quarterback, he didn't even get a concussion all year.
Yeah, good for him.
I definitely thought he would. Didn't you guys?
I thought he was against that game against the Chiefs. Yeah. He got one good hit in there. I'm like, this is it.
So his rookie contract ends after next season. I would sign him long term. He led the NFL in passing yards this season. He threw four touchdowns and five interceptions in the final three games. But anytime they played somebody weak, they really pounded him. But that, you know, he's a product of the offense as well. But everyone is. It's like saying Brock Purdy doesn't count because he has so many weapons. Well, that's it does count. It's philosophy. Steve Young had Jerry Rice.
Mm-hmm.
And Steve Young, we could go through this. Tom Brady had Randy Moss.
Yeah, for 1 year.
And, okay, Gronkowski.
Edelman.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah. Edelman.
Will Edelman be in the Hall of Fame?
Come on, Patriots Hall of Fame.
Okay, so I'm going to say yes. Top 10 quarterbacks, I say yes. Let's list them. One, Mahomes. Two.
Lamar Jackson.
Lamar. And then three and four are probably, but we'll put Josh Allen ahead of Burrow because okay. Josh Allen's healthy.
Fair.
Allen, Burrow.
Jalen. Hurts.
Okay, I'd take him over to I guess we're basically playing who would we take over to
Stafford?
No, I don't think so. I think Stafford.
Really?
Really?
I think Stafford's too old. I think Stafford's only got a year or two left of him.
Okay, so we're talking about like for the next 5 years.
Yeah, if you're signing a contract with the player.
Okay, yeah, that's true. Okay.
I don't know that I would take Goff over Tua. I think they're comparable, but I think I'd still take Tua.
Would you put Dak over Tua?
I'd take Trevor Lawrence over Tua.
Okay. Oh, wow. Okay. You do like Trevor Lawrence.
Okay, so I'm going to put Trevor Lawrence.
Hey, you're a big Baker guy.
Yeah, Baker's just older.
I was just asking.
Jordan Plus. Love?
No.
No, I can't have recency bias on Jordan Love.
I know, but hey, he's shown he can do it in the big moments.
What about Brock Purdy? Come on, this is it. This is it. Like, if you believe in the kid, this is it.
I'm still going to take two over Purdy.
I like that.
Trevor Siemian.
Case Keenum.
So by this, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
CJ Stroud.
Oh.
I'm still taking two of them.
Woo.
Yeah, I think that's it as far as like quarterbacks that matter because we can do like Bailey Zappi or Nick Mullins or Jared Stidham.
Justin Herbert.
No, come on. Stop,
I know you're not a huge Herbert guy, but ahead of Tua?
Stop. We've already given him 10 chances.
Hold on. If I were going to sign, I'd probably sign Herbert ahead of Tua.
Yeah.
Just just from tools, weapons. Okay, so Herbert comes in at number 8 from, wait, 2, 5, 6, yeah, 8. It's hard. But listen to all these teams that don't have a quarterback. This is why you sign them. You have Sam Howell, maybe, maybe not. Who
don't
knows?
Know. Don't know.
But that's right down the middle, who knows. The Titans.
Who's that?
Exactly.
Yeah.
So Tannehill won't be back. And then also Levis, who knows? You know, he wasn't like so dynamic, like maybe. How about Geno Smith? Like not the long-term guy. The Steelers, I don't know, which one? Mason Rudolph?
No.
I mean, he played last night.
Poor guy.
Poor guy.
So they don't have a quarterback. But Mason Rudolph wasn't even the star. He didn't play a single game last year, if it was crazy. Did you see that stat?
Yeah.
They're talking about Mason Rudolph played a couple games here, a couple games there, not a single game last year.
The Broncos, Russell Wilson, he's gone.
But even Kenny Pickett, right? We'll put both of them in that same category with the Steelers. Like, they don't have a quarterback.
No.
Trevor Siemian, the Jets, but they have Aaron Rodgers, but is...
What's Rodgers? What's his status?
Right. The Giants. What are they going to do? Daniel Jones?
I mean, he is the guy. He's just hurt.
But again, this is how hard it is to keep a quarterback or to have one that's like your guy. Derek Carr. Okay, I can still co-sign on Derek Carr having another shot in New Orleans.
You love him.
Bailey Zappe. Nope. Nick Mullins. Nope. Carson Wentz. Nope. Easton Stick. Nope. Aiden O'Connell. Nope. Blaine Gabbert. He's the backup, Kansas City. So
Carson Wentz is Stafford's backup?
Yes.
It's pretty solid to have him as a backup.
Jared Stidham.
Justin Fields, but they got the number one pick anyway, so they'll figure it out.
Yeah, they'll probably go to Atlanta, huh?
Yeah.
Tyler Huntley, whenever Lamar's hurt.
Yeah.
Which didn't really happen this year either.
Nope.
Look at that.
Knock on wood.
Lamar and Tua. Yeah, it's pretty awesome. All right, next one up.
All right, last one here. 3 of the 8 teams left have yet to win a Super Bowl. If you had to choose one right now, who would it be? You got the Texans, the Lions, and the Bills.
Well, let's talk about just this year.
Crazy.
So the Bills host the Chiefs. That's our Manning and Tom Brady rivalry. That's going to happen more times than not. Those two teams are going to play for the AFC Championship or the round before the AFC Championship, which is happening now. The Texans play Baltimore, and the Lions play the Bucks. Of those three teams just this year, I don't think the Texans beat Baltimore, but also didn't think the Texans win the last game either. But Baltimore's going to be rested. They're at Baltimore. They're really freaking good. I'd probably take, if I'm having to pick from the three this year who gets the furthest, the Lions. I think the Lions have the best shot to beat the Bucks. But, I mean, the Bills could host it. I mean, the Bills could beat the Chiefs, too.
Mm-hmm. Playing really well right now.
Overall, I'm probably going to go probably the Bills. If I had to pick a team to win the Super Bowl first, my life depended on it. If one of the other two teams wins the Super Bowl first, I get shot dead. I'm probably taking the Bills.
Yeah, they're on fire.
And they're solidly good and sometimes great. And not even this year. If it's this year or next year.
And James Cook is running like an amazing running back. Like, I never considered him to be a running back that you would trust. I guess because he's...
Did you have him in fantasy?
No. I will, though, next year.
You don't know that.
I'll try to get him.
Well, now I'm going to write that down. Don't let Eddie get Cook. Okay, there you go. That is the Tittle Tattle. Thank you. The stupidest name ever. It's the Tittle Tattle with Kickoff. 25 Whistles, presented by DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Download the DraftKings app and use the code BobbySports to get in on the action. You know, I was so sure the Cowboys were going to beat the Packers. I didn't think they'd cover, though, to be fair.
The 7 points?
Remember, I just take the money line?
Yeah.
To be fair,
I didn't think they cover. But, yeah, we suck. So we'll do another parlay next week, and we'll all lose again. But you take our other solo bets. We tend to do pretty good at those, except for my Cowboy bet, which is... terrible. But 25 Whistles, take the 25 Whistles parlay. We'll give you another one coming up this week. DraftKings Sportsbook. And if you just get on DraftKings, new users, use the code BobbySports when you download the app. 21 and up in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility and deposit restrictions apply. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Now I'd like to introduce you to Meaningful Beauty, the famed skincare brand created by iconic supermodel Cindy Crawford. It's her secret to absolutely gorgeous skin. Meaningful Beauty makes powerful and effective skincare simple, and it's loved by millions of women. It's formulated for all ages and all skin tones and types, and it's designed to work as a complete skincare system, leaving your skin feeling soft, smooth, and nourished. I recommend starting with Cindy's full regimen, which contains all five of her best-selling products, including the amazing youth-activating Melon Serum. This next generation serum has the power of melon leaf stem cell technology. It's melon leaf stem cells encapsulated for freshness and released onto the skin to support a visible reduction in the appearance of wrinkles. With thousands of glowing five-star reviews, why not give it a try? Subscribe today and you can get the amazing Meaningful Beauty System for just $49.95. That includes our introductory five-piece system, free gifts, free shipping, and a 60-day money-back guarantee. All of that available at MeaningfulBeauty.com.
And now a very touching, in-depth conversation. This was recorded in the past so he could get closer to the actual wound. It's Eddie and I talking about the Dallas Cowboys. Here you go.
Okay, it's Monday night. We are at my house. Nobody else is here because it is blizzarded.
It's a snowstorm.
It's we measured it with
a ruler?
Nah.
Measuring tape?
Yeah. 7.5 inches.
Wow.
That was just my wiener. Now, we did the snow... I'm kidding.
You're such an idiot.
I'm kidding.
You walked me right into that, man.
That's how long the snow is.
You're so stupid.
My wife will say to me sometimes, and I think you probably heard her say this too. Like she says, "Well, will you ever age out of wiener jokes?"
Mm-hmm. And the answer is
no,
absolutely
because
not.
Because the laughter is still there. When I did that, you laughed.
I did.
And you hear me every day tell every kind of joke. You know what I'm going to say before I'm going to say it, and yet you still laugh.
Man, you know it's real when, like, I don't want to laugh.
Yes.
Like, right now, I don't think anything's funny.
Yes, I'm
like,
sorry.
Nothing.
Oh, no, I'm sorry.
And that one actually drew a real laughter out. Thank you, man.
That's why I did. I know you're in mourning. So it's 7.5 inches of snow. Eddie was able to drive his Jeep over here to the house. We didn't want to record this podcast because we still wanted to let our wounds, yours deeper than mine, be freshly heard and understood.
Yeah.
I bet a lot of money.
Yeah.
Did you watch the text thread?
No.
Oh, you didn't?
No. The Cowboys text thread?
Yeah.
No, I don't look at anything you guys say. And I can hear my phone. When I watch games, I always turn my phone upside down and it's in the kitchen, like away from me. And I think I went and got like a glass of water or something. And I can just hear it going.
Did you see my Instagram post where I was like, I bet because my friends.
No. I scrolled past it and I saw the picture of you like saying something.
Just destroy hair's all messed up.
And I think the text said like, "Why do I listen to my friends?"
No, it's not listen. Why do I let my friends do this to me?
Well, that's what it was.
So this is what happened.
Stupid.
Green Bay scores the first touchdown of the game.
Mm-hmm.
And 7-0. I'm like, let me go see if that puts the line, like the money line, you know, even.
Mm-hmm.
And so it didn't. It was still Cowboys minus like 3.
Yeah.
So I was like, screw it. I put $2,500 on it right
there. Oh, my gosh. Well, why would you do that?
Well, hold on. I put $2,500 on the Cowboys money line right there. So I'm like, for sure they're going to win this game.
For sure.
And so Cowboys don't do anything. Green Bay scores again. Cowboys are then Cowboys plus 2. I'm like, screw it. Put $2,500 on the money line again.
Okay.
So I bet $5,000 in the Cowboys to win.
From minus 7 to plus 2?
But no, but all money line.
Yeah.
But I was like, I got to take these odds. So I lost $5,000.
Oh, my gosh.
And my thing was, I wasn't told to do it.
No.
I wasn't asked to do it. You were so confident, though,
mm-hmm.
on our last show that you were like, this is easy. It is going to happen for sure. It has already been decided. Let's go to the second round.
Right. Didn't you feel that, though, too? Like, didn't anyone
I wouldn't have bet it.
Right. Because you felt it. I felt it
because you made me feel it. It was like now it was like Dak won the MVP.
Honestly,
I bet $1,000 on that he's not going to win the MVP. It's because you were like, "Let's go!" Now you didn't make me do it. I didn't ask you.
Yeah,
I'm not putting that on you
because it's time for you to take responsibility for your own actions.
I do take responsibility, but my point is, you were so sure, and you're the guy I count on to know so much about it that I let that energy affect me.
That's not true.
I let that energy affect me.
You're straight lying to me
right
now. Not true.
So, but that wound, I would give up that money for them to have won, so you could have the victory. Because I know it's tough. People were texting me, checking in on you. And I was like, dude, I ain't hitting him up.
I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Dude, I must have like 20 unread texts on my on my phone because I just won't look at those yet. Even my mom. Like my mom, who's a diehard Cowboys fan. And I FaceTimed her before the game. She didn't answer. And she FaceTimed me after the game. Didn't answer it. And then she texted me after that, said, hey, are you okay?
Walk me through it.
I mean, dude, I don't know what to say. Like, I'm in shock. I'm in shock that they played so bad. Like, that defense, who was the number one defense in the league during the season, like, dude, the offenses are just picking us apart. I thought it was just like, you know, okay, they're watching tape from the week before. No. Every offense that comes in and plays the Cowboys, they're like, oh, we can run against this team. We can run. Doesn't matter who the running back is. That's what's crazy. It doesn't matter who the running back is. We just let them get first down after first down. And no matter how good our offense could get towards the end of the game, didn't matter. Didn't matter because we couldn't stop them.
Towards the end of the game, too.
Dude, you're talking about a two-possession game at the end. Didn't even matter.
I know. Like 2 minutes left, if you just looked at the numbers on the screen, you go, oh, they could be back in it. But it didn't matter because they couldn't stop anything.
Nothing.
Like anytime Jordan Love had 2 seconds to throw, he was on. He at the first half of the game, he made like two, they were like drag routes around 15 to 20 yards in the middle of the field. Both third down throws.
Yeah. Wide open.
Wide open.
Wide open. No one around. It's one of those like when you watch your team and the quarterback, they're under pressure, they throw the ball and you're like, oh, hey, they're going to throw into double coverage. Like it's going to be a pick or it's going to be close to a pick. No, these people were wide open.
They would have to take the screen at times and zoom it back like, if we were doing it with our
just
iPhone.
Just so you can see it?
Yes, we'd have to unpinch our iPhone just to show there were defensive players on the field.
Oh, yeah, because they were so far away from the play.
Yes.
So far away.
That tight end flag route, that was a pretty ugly one.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know that much about defenses and how to arrange defenses and where to put them and what to follow to even like have an opinion on it, just other than like we completely screwed that one up.
Just seemed like lack of communication, I guess. But, you know, when Diggs got hurt, I think everyone, myself included, were like, well, that sucks for the Cowboys defense. However, they got better statistically.
Yeah, with
Gilmore. They figured it out.
I mean, Bland had like 9 pick sixes or something. Like, yeah. they figured stuff out, but we just could not stop runs. And as soon as we're like, okay, they're going to run the ball, and then they would throw the ball. And we were just being tricked the whole time. Cowboys were being tricked the entire game.
So when does he get fired? Because he has to get fired, right?
Man. Yeah, I think he does have to get fired. I think he gets, I mean, I don't know. You saw Jerry. Look at, dude, people love to do memes now and like the shot of Jerry being disgusted. And what do you want him to do? It's a terrible feeling. It's a terrible feeling. I think that they're going to want to fire him now. Let's go Belichick. Bring Belichick and his mullet son in.
Oh.
Bring him in.
You want the whole family.
The whole family.
You want the unsuccessful Belichick version.
Bring them all
when
in.
When he started bringing in the family, things weren't as successful, you know? When during the game did you give up hope?
Second quarter?
Wow, that early. Because I didn't give up hope then.
Dude, we were down 3 touchdowns.
I know, but even then, as they were trying to score at half, and they did.
And they were going to get the ball back in the second half.
I thought, all right, they'll score after the half. The refs are in on it. Everybody wants the Cowboys to be there.
Paying taxes.
Yeah, they paid their first half taxes. That's just terrible.
Yeah, I did have a glimmer of hope in the, you know, around halftime. We're like, okay, maybe.
You look good after that first drive, that last drive of the half. Look like maybe you could do something.
The beginning of the game, the first drive that the Packers had where we, like, put so much pressure on them and they couldn't get anywhere. First down, ooh, they lost 2 yards. Second down, they got 2 yards. Third down. Once they completed that third down pass, I'm like, oh, great. 15-yard pass to an open
another
tight
one
end.
These, yeah.
We're in trouble.
At what point did you get not fun to be around?
Yeah, I'd say the start of the second half. I had to watch some of the game in my room. And it's, dude, it was so sad. It was one of those, like, because I talked to you guys about this in the podcast. Like, it's become now where it's a family event. Like, we all get excited. My wife goes to the grocery store, gets brownie mix. She gets, like, chips and dip. And she's the whole thing. She sits down and watches the game with us. My kids get all their jerseys on. We watch games. And yesterday, like, I kind of just walked away. Like, I was going to the restroom. And never showed up. And I never came back.
You Irish goodbye'd him?
I went to my room and watched, I was probably like 10 minutes of the game in my room. And then I heard a little knock on the door. And it was my 10-year-old. And he's like, "Dad, you good?" I'm like, "I'm good." And he just sits right next to me in the bed, dude. It was so sad. He sits next to me in the bed and he didn't say anything. He didn't say like, "Oh, we got this." Nothing. Just sat with me and we both were just like.
What were you seeing? Was it the Cowboys lost again? This sucks for me and my team more. Or were you saying, "Oh my God, everybody's gonna just—they're gonna bust my balls"?
Nah, forever. I don't care what anyone says. No, I don't care what people say about the Cowboys or me loving the Cowboys. Don't give a crap, dude. Honestly, and I talked to my wife about this morning. I felt like a loser today. Like, it's weird. It's weird because like my son's basketball team, like they're not doing very well. They haven't won one game. And, like, the other – I have two boys that play basketball. The younger one, his team's really good, and they've lost the last two games, and they shouldn't have. So, like, I've been hurting for them. And then my 10-year-old, like, his team can't win a game. And they're decent, cannot win a game. So I went into Sunday already with two losses, feeling like crap, thinking, like, all right, we got the Cowboys. Now that the Cowboys lost, dude, I honestly don't want to watch sports. I'm having a hard time – watching these games.
Yeah, I felt that. That's how I feel with Arkansas.
It's crazy, dude.
It sucks. Like, I'm often embarrassed whenever we lose or get... I don't want to show my face. Because I feel like I play or something.
I know, we don't do crap.
I know, we don't do anything
but
rude.
We don't do anything.
But it's like, I don't want to walk outside because I'll be like, oh, he didn't do it this year. He had so much hope on him, yet he still didn't do it.
I went to the gas station last night after the game to get some gas because I knew the snow was going to get worse. So I'm like, I better gas up my car. I have all my cowboy gear, and I saw the attendant look at me like, this guy.
Yeah, that was embarrassing.
Yeah, it was tough.
That was embarrassing.
It was tough, man, because you go through the whole season thinking there's a chance, and then when there's not in the first round, and you start thinking, it's like a movie. It's like that movie, you know, where it all kind of comes together at the end of the movie. You're like, oh, that's what. I start hearing y'all's voices and y'all's opinions and, like, y'all's takes on, like, well, you really think like they're that good, like they just beat no name teams and all that, and I was like, you know what, they're right, maybe we weren't as good as I thought we were, maybe we did have a pretty easy schedule, maybe we weren't paying taxes,
maybe you're just living life,
maybe I was just living life, dude. Sucks.
Do you ever want to cry?
Nah. Did want to go for a long walk though, but it was snowing. I'm like, I'm not going out there. But, dude, I'm still not over it.
Like, no, I know.
24 hours later, I'm not over it.
Well, because it's over. That's why. You're not over it because it's over. You would be a bit over it if you had another game next week. You would be a bit over it if the playoffs were starting next week and you lost it. And, you know, it's over. It's dead. You spent all this time investing in – this is how I feel anyway.
You're speaking my language.
I'm projecting right now. You spent all this time investing into this team, meaning you're reading the articles, you're – reading the message board, you're following, you're betting along, you feel like you know the coach, and you're talking with people about him every week. That's part of your identity. People know you as the Cowboys fan. Yeah. All that you've invested in, gone now.
Yeah.
And now you have to start over.
I know.
It's almost like a divorce, but you're getting divorced at like age 51. Mm. And it's like, God, I don't want to do it again. Do I even have time? Do I even want to do it again?
But they give you like 4 months to get that courage back,
and then
confidence.
And even
back.
At 51, you do end up getting married again. You She's do. Like 27.
yeah, exactly. Yeah, and like you said, everyone's talking about you. You know, everywhere you go, like, oh, dude, Eddie.
And
got
I divorced. Know everybody's talking about me to my friends, so everybody's talking about you to me. People were welfare checking you to me. Ugh. I was like, you know, as much as I do, I have too much respect to hit him up and be like, "Yo, how you doing?" Because I know how he's doing.
Now, how are those guys? They're Cowboys fans. Are they good? Well, those guys are Cowboys fans that, like, I guess they're realists. They're realists. They kind of – I don't think they doubt 100% that the Cowboys could make the Super Bowl or even win the Super Bowl.
Do you want to call
Sure.
One of our Cowboys fan friends and see how they're doing.
You want to call Steve?
Yeah, that's who I have.
Yeah.
See if he'll answer. I also lost my future, so now I got to lose six.
I lost one too, man. I know. But those futures, that's like $10 in your pocket that you didn't realize.
All right, there he is.
Hey, buddy.
You're on right now, so just know that you're being recorded, okay?
Like my face too?
No, not your face.
No, we don't want to see your face.
Yeah, just your voice. Hey, how do you feel? How do you feel today?
It's a kind of uneasy feeling in my stomach. Are we talking about the Cowboys here?
in general, man.
You know, Cowboys for sure.
Well, yeah, but I mean, it's like I'm sad, but I mean, what do I expect? It's been happening the last 30 years.
That's the worst. Giving up hope is the worst. That's how I feel with Arkansas. I'm like, I expect them to lose because they've just lost so much, and they do, and they break my heart. And I'm like, what do I expect?
Yesterday was just different, though. It's like we had no heart from the kickoff. They scored, and we had nothing for them. Usually, they'll let us down at the end of the game. But no, it was just like a slow death. It was just like, okay, we scored. Maybe we'll stop them. No, they scored right away. It's just like no heart. Like, just fire them all. I'm done. Next year, going into it, we're going to have the same team. Do I feel like they're going to do any better next year? Absolutely not.
Wow, he's mad.
And why do you think you're so emotional right now?
Because it hurts. 30 years, like, I lost count. I lost count after 27 years. The last time we won a Super Bowl was 1995. Like, every year is like, this is our year. You know what? Like, that's getting old even for the person that says that every year.
Would you rather be the Browns, though?
Yeah, why not? They have hope. They have, they haven't been the team that should win the last 25 years.
The Cowboys have been. Yeah, there's an extra hurt to expectations and not meeting them more so than just sucking and losing.
How about looking at it like they provide good entertainment throughout the season? Whereas if you're a Bears...
Eddie's delusional. What's the point in playing? Me and Eddie have this argument. He's like, if they make the Super Bowl, that's a good year. No, yeah. It's not. It's another disappointment.
That's crazy.
The Super Bowl, I think, I think winning the NFC would be a good year for the Cowboys because they haven't even done that. But they can't get out of the early rounds.
They can't. We make the playoffs every year.
That's going to hurt even more. Like, we're going to win the NFC and they just lose the Super Bowl.
Still, though, that feels like growth. This doesn't feel like growth this year.
Right. Out of how many teams? 32 teams? Out of 30?
I don't know.
You know what I'm saying? There are a buttload of teams, and the Cowboys are always in it. Do we make it?
How many trophies are there? How many trophies are there? There's one trophy.
But they're not.
What are they playing for? Are they playing for conference championships? Are they playing for NFC championships?
But what do you mean always in it, though? They're really not always in it.
They make the playoffs. You make the playoffs.
But so if you're one of
16
teams?
I mean, that's pretty good.
14 teams?
I think that's pretty good. That's a good season.
That's half the league.
It's a little less than half the league.
Okay, so 1-7 seed. 14, that's almost half the league.
Right.
So all you want to do is be barely above average?
No, but I'm saying I don't want to barely
be. That's all we are. That's what we are. Well, we're average. We're average. Like we're not enough to get over that hump. We're just an average team. Look at the Texans. So sad.
You mean Texas?
What about
mean
the Texans?
You mean Texas's team, the Texans?
I mean, they have a star.
Don't say that.
They have
don't
America's
say that.
Colors.
Oh, well, I'm very sorry. I also, again, I had a different interest. I bet a bunch of money, but...
No, I appreciate what you're trying to do that for us, because I feel like that sometimes, too, you know, like, maybe if I bet this way, like, but as new Cowboy fans, we kind of let you down, like...
Very much so, the last 2 years. Like, I jumped in hard the last 2 years because of you guys, and I'm in. Like, I got my name tag. I went to Dallas Cowboy Stadium.
Yeah.
I flew with Jared. Like, the last 2 years, but I was cowboyed out.
You're buds with Jared.
But we didn't let you in on, like, the biggest secret.
What?
You just never bet on them.
That's not true. I made a lot of money off the Cowboys this year. A lot of money.
How?
What do you mean? They won a lot of games.
Only if you bet punt.
CeeDee Lamb? CeeDee Lamb gave me a lot of money.
He's betting like $10 and probably making back $1 because they just beat the teams that are easy. When they face any team that's good, they stink.
No, you, there's no bet where you bet $1 or $10 and make $1.
Sure. There's a lot of those.
No, not.
Yeah, it's like a for sure win because those are the only games that the Cowboys win.
That's right. Well, I'm sorry.
Hey, go pick another team, Steve. Go buy a Texans sweatshirt.
I would rather have 2 to 3 seasons where I'm dead last and then actually be in like the top 2 to 4, like playing for the than to always be like slightly above average with high expectations.
And then just fall flat on your face every year, 30 years. and then you hear the interviews like, oh yeah, they're so disappointed. Like, just play back the interviews of the game last year after the 49ers when Zeke ran into the guys behind. Just play back those interviews. It's the same crap as this year. I'm tired.
So,
I mean, I still love them. But
you do have a few months though now to readjust.
For what? For what? We're going to come back with the same?
Well, different coach, though. You probably have a different coach.
Ask him about the coach.
Who do you want to coach?
Jimmy Johnson. Let's go, baby. Like, weren't you fired up at halftime? Like, let's go.
But Jimmy Johnson.
That was weird. Him looking at the camera, acting like he was in the locker room. That's weird, dude.
I was inspired, man. I was like, let's go.
Who do you think will coach the team next year? Who do you want to coach the team? Two different questions.
Who do I want to coach? Jimmy Johnson. Who do I think will? What's that guy that just got fired?
Belichick, Vrabel.
Ooh, Belichick or Saban.
Oh, he didn't get fired.
First of all,
he retired. He's like 73, and he already came and tried the Dolphins. It didn't work.
He wants Saban.
Harbaugh?
Oh, yeah, that's a good one, too, because, yeah, he's a winner. Like, just think about it. The NFL, like, you know, the NFL will rig it for it to be the Ravens and the Cowboys in a couple years.
Bro.
Yeah, that's smart. Hardball. Let's go.
McCarthy was a winner.
McCarthy was a winner. He's just like, he was a coach with good players. Who do you win with? Rodgers.
But I feel like he had really good players. The Cowboys have a
good
stacked
players.
Team.
Yeah.
Their offensive line, A+.
Yes.
Their quarterback, A-.
Sure.
You know where they're missing?
Oh, tell us.
In the middle of their chest?
Heart.
They're missing the heart?
Absolutely.
All right, buddy. Well, may peace be with you.
Thank you. Micah, enough's enough. Like, let's get it together, Micah.
If one of the Cowboys...
Micah Parsons?
One of the Cowboys executives are listening right now. What do you want to be taken from your message as a diehard Cowboy fan?
Oh, man, one of the Cowboys executives listening. Look. It hurts year after year to kind of go through what we've gone through. I mean, you got to get rid of themselves. Like, you got to get rid of management.
You got to get rid of – fire yourself? So you're saying if you're an executive listening, you should just fire yourself.
Do it for the team.
Pretty much. I mean, they're changing the players, and that's not working.
Right.
What's left?
All right, buddy.
Fire yourself.
All right.
See you later.
Bye. Oh, man.
Yeah. You want to try another Cowboy
game? Sure. Man? Call Mike.
Yeah. See if he answers.
Oh, Mike's going to come out firing. You know, dude, I don't even think Mike loves the Cowboys.
Which Mike?
Signs.
Okay. What do you mean you don't think he loves the Cowboys?
I don't think he loves the Cowboys.
He's just a quitter, though, in general. Yes. Even on Madden League, if you jump up on him, he'll quit the game. So I think he really loves him, but he quits early.
What's up?
Hey, you're being recorded. Eddie and I are doing the podcast right now. We just had Steve on, and we're just hearing from Cowboy fans fresh after the game.
You ruined his dinner.
Can you just give me your general thoughts?
Embarrassed more than anything. That game should not have gone that way, and props to the Packers. But, I mean, Jerry just got embarrassed on national television with 25 million people watching, and McCarthy has to go for that.
So you're pro fire McCarthy. You're pro which coach taking over?
I mean, everyone wants Belichick, oil and water, so that ain't happening. I don't know. I just want someone that can understand clock management. That's it. We've had Jason Garrett. We've had Mike McCarthy, two guys that are just zero passion and zero understanding of the game of football from the clock management standpoint. And so getting someone that just understands basic principles of football would be...
That's ridiculous. That's so ridiculous.
What about if they promoted Dan Quinn?
No. Oh, he was part of the problem.
Yeah, that defense was the big... People are going to blame Dak yesterday, but that defense was a big part of the issue. he can beat up on those crappy teams, but you give him someone with a good offense and he forgets how to play football too. So I don't know. I can't tell you who I'm pro right now, but I mean, Dan Quinn wouldn't be the worst thing, but I'm also wouldn't mind everyone cleaning house and starting fresh from everywhere.
And how do you feel about the Texans now being Texas's team?
You know, I was on NFL.com looking at how much those jerseys cost, because man, it's hard to not
exactly.
It's hard to not root for CJ Stroud and D'Amico Ryans. Those are two really good dudes, and I'm slowly becoming a Texans fan. So don't let anyone know. This isn't going to go out in public, right?
No, you're good.
Just us three. And do you feel if they come back with the exact same team next year, because it mostly will be the same guys, that you'll be right back to it's our year?
No. McCarthy proved time and time again, and I say time and time again, the last three seasons, one and done in the playoffs. I mean, you can't bring the same team back and be like, again, you know, what's that quote? Fool me three times, shame on me. It's kind of like that.
Close enough.
Like,
fool me once, shame on it. You. Fool me twice, shame on me.
Yeah, fool me four times, then I'm an idiot. Yeah. So
30
years. Fool me 30 years.
30 years. Yeah, I saw a quote that was like, it's like watching a movie 30 years in a row, knowing how it ends every time and still being surprised by how the movie ends. So, you know, we're just getting used to it at this point, but it's sad.
All right, buddy. Well, may peace be with you. And
sorry we ruined your dinner.
Yeah, see you, buddy.
All right, love you guys. Bye.
All right, bye-bye.
Can we get Derrick Henry? Because we're probably losing Pollard.
Do you want him?
I don't know if we want him.
Because you're going to use him if you get him. And the problem is, if you have to use him a whole lot, he's going to get hurt.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, good point. I don't know. We need something there, though.
Well, just let me say, and we'll have a couple of things to talk about in a second. But
do we?
Yeah. But I'm very sorry for you.
Thank you, man.
I'm medium sorry for me.
No, I'm very sorry for
no,
you.
No, don't. It's not my team.
That's okay. You lost what's important to a lot of people.
But the money thing doesn't matter. I just have kind of jumped in. Also, I've been a half fan because I never claimed to be a diehard Cowboys fan, but I have rooted for them hard.
Mm-hmm.
It sucks. I can't have this and the Razorbacks.
Yeah.
Because this is all my Razorback life.
Yeah.
So, okay. Well, that's us. That's us talking about the Cowboys with Cowboys fans. Let's
go Spurs.
Let's hear this. Oh, you got you pivot just like that. Let's say, oh no, don't go for the
not
Spurs.
The Spurs
I'm telling you.
It's like you turn around.
Oh
like,
my
no!
God. Oh yeah. All right. Let's talk about DraftKings for a second.
DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL playoffs, is bringing you an offer that'll help make the playoffs electrifying. New customers can bet $5 on any game and get 200 instantly in bonus bets. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use the code BobbySports. New customers can bet just $5 to get 200 instantly in bonus bets only on DraftKings Sportsbook. With the code BobbySports, the crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help's available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/football for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Now I'd like to introduce you to Meaningful Beauty, the famed skincare brand created by iconic supermodel Cindy Crawford. It's her secret to absolutely gorgeous skin. Meaningful Beauty makes powerful and effective skincare simple, and it's loved by millions of women. It's formulated for all ages and all skin tones and types, and it's designed to work as a complete skincare system, leaving your skin feeling soft, smooth, and nourished. I recommend starting with Cindy's full regimen, which contains all five of her best-selling products, including the amazing youth-activating Melon Serum. This next generation serum has the power of melon leaf stem cell technology. It's melon leaf stem cells encapsulated for freshness and released onto the skin to support a visible reduction in the appearance of wrinkles. With thousands of glowing five-star reviews, why not give it a try? Subscribe today and you can get the amazing Meaningful Beauty System for just $49.95. That includes our introductory five-piece system, free gifts, free shipping, and a 60-day money-back guarantee. All of that available at MeaningfulBeauty.com.
Eddie, thanks for being so vulnerable, buddy.
Dude, I sounded sad.
Yeah, you are sad.
I'm not sad anymore.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm still sad.
Science is attempting to explain why men take longer going number two than women.
Ooh, okay.
Why do you think it is?
You asking me?
Yeah, anybody. Why do you think it is?
Because we want time away from everyone else in the house. That's one place. It's the holy place in the house where you can just have one-on-one time, which is you and you. I was trying to think of who else the other one would be, but it's just you.
Reed, what do you think? Let's go over to Reed at his house. Dang, you got a new house, buddy?
No, I've just been redoing my studio, so it's still a work in progress.
That's nice.
Why do you think men take longer?
Honestly, I think we enjoy it more.
Enjoy what?
Enjoy the process. Like, you know?
Pooping,
really,
man.
Really getting in there?
Emptying what you got inside of you, you know? And feeling that relief, you know? So anytime we get that urge, we're like, oh, I need to go take care of this.
First question is, are men more constipated than women?
No.
The answer is no.
No.
If men in general aren't struggling, why are they spending so much time on the toilet? Well, a gastrointestinal psychologist at Cleveland Clinic tells Yahoo Life that men are more likely to feel relaxed when they're on the toilet. It's finally, that's like their time. And that also, women, there's a social stigma to taking a dump for women.
Mm-hmm.
So they don't want to be known as taking a long dump.
Right.
And that's your answer.
That's so true. Like, I don't know anyone... a woman that takes a long dump.
Yeah, that's true. Unless you're like sick or something.
Right, correct. Then something's wrong.
Yeah. I don't even think my wife dumps at all. I don't think
she, no. She doesn't let me know if she's doing it.
No.
Not your wife, my wife.
I was like, what?
Not your wife. Caitlin texts Eddie every time.
No. No, I don't want to spread rumors, guys.
All right, the game's this weekend. Let's go no lines.
Oh, gosh, who's playing?
Texans at Baltimore. It's not the biggest spread of the week, but Texans at Baltimore.
Texans!
You're out of your mind.
Oh, wow.
You're
really
Texans! Picking,
you don't really believe that.
I want underdogs to just take over this postseason.
But you don't think they're going to win.
Because we have four underdogs.
But you don't really think they're going to win.
Yeah, the Texans could win.
Okay, everybody could.
I say the Texans win this one.
Great. No, okay. Eddie's not taking it seriously.
No, he's just mad.
A very serious show.
He's just bitter. He's still bitter.
At Cowboys losing.
Yes.
He wants everybody's heart to be broken.
Yes.
These number one seeds just sitting over there watching all the drama play out on TV. Like, trust me, you're next, guys. You're next.
So Baltimore is -9.
Oh, boy. It's a lot.
It's a lot.
A +9 sounds good.
But the Cowboys were -7.
Yeah.
Mm.
Packers and 49ers, this spread is even bigger. Packers are +10. Is there any way you picked Packers in this game?
Totally. +10?
No, I'm talking about straight
money
up.
Money line, money line. Yeah, did you see Jordan Love, dude?
Okay, so he's just being
did
an idiot.
Did you see
now.
Jordan Love?
You want everybody that's expected to win to feel like you feel.
That's exactly
hey,
what I want.
Hey, the Eagles loss had to make you feel a little better, right?
Oh, yes. Okay. I loved that.
Okay.
That was amazing. I woke up the boys to watch the end of that.
Nice.
The Lions and the Bucks. The Bucks are a 6-point underdog. I think the Bucks can win that game. I don't think they will, but I think they can. Except I do think they will. I'm a big Baker guy. I can remind myself sometimes.
I don't think they will, but they can.
They are. They're going to win.
I go Lions on that
It was
one.
Cool to see the Lions fans.
Oh,
good for them, dude.
Yeah, man.
They're going crazy.
It was awesome.
Like, Eminem was there.
Lil Sean.
Cool. No,
big Sean.
Big Sean. I was letting Eddie. I said Eddie was going to jump in. Because Eddie claims he's like down with Drake.
Nah,
this is all this stupid stuff.
Yeah.
Big Sean had a tie on. Looked cool. Like a varsity jacket and a tie.
Yeah.
That's a pretty cool look. Chiefs and Bills. Who do you think's the favorite?
The Chiefs are the favorite.
Mm-mm.
No.
Remember, they're at Buffalo. The Chiefs are a 2.5 underdog.
Wow. That speaks volumes.
Volume? What is it? When have you ever said that?
Never. Never, but I felt like I wanted to sound smart.
Yeah, I liked it. It did. It did sound
that
smart.
That speaks volumes, yes. And I think that means that Buffalo is going to win that game.
So let's say it'll probably be Baltimore. Either way, this AFC game, if Baltimore wins, which I think they will, but just say they do, that sets up another great freaking AFC game between two great quarterbacks, Lamar versus Josh Allen or Patrick Mahomes. And if Mahomes gets Josh Allen again, it's a very one-sided rivalry. Did you hear my stomach growl?
Yeah, was that it?
Yeah,
I thought that was the heater.
Starving.
Wow.
Packers and 49ers, that's interesting, but 49ers should run that. Lions and Bucks, I just don't feel like whoever wins that's going to win then beat the 49ers.
Are the number ones just loving their life right now? After seeing the weekend go the way it did, like, wow, Cowboys out,
Cowboys
Eagles
and Eagles out.
Like, this is crazy.
But even like the Lions, they got set up pretty nice with the Bucks.
Yeah.
Like,
or would it have been an easier game to have to play Philly because Philly has sucked. We just gave them the benefit of the doubt because they're Philly.
They look bad.
They did look bad. And they're calling their quarterback a B on national
TV. That's crazy.
Yeah, that's not good.
Can't do that.
That's crazy.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Now I'd like to introduce you to Meaningful Beauty, the famed skincare brand created by iconic supermodel Cindy Crawford. It's her secret to absolutely gorgeous skin. Meaningful Beauty makes powerful and effective skincare simple, and it's loved by millions of women. It's formulated for all ages and all skin tones and types, and it's designed to work as a complete skincare system, leaving your skin feeling soft, smooth, and nourished. I recommend starting with Cindy's full regimen, which contains all five of her best-selling products, including the amazing Youth Activating Melon Serum. This next generation serum has the power of melon leaf stem cell technology. It's melon leaf stem cells encapsulated for freshness and released onto the skin to support a visible reduction in the appearance of wrinkles. With thousands of glowing five-star reviews, why not give it a try? Subscribe today and you can get the amazing Meaningful Beauty System for just $49.95. That includes our introductory five-piece system, free gifts, free shipping, and a 60-day money-back guarantee. All of that available at MeaningfulBeauty.com.
Well, I think that's it.
Did you get Peacock? Oh, you had Peacock. I got it. Like a sucker, dude. I felt like Hurts. Felt like a bee.
Why don't you call and cancel it?
Oh, I'm going to.
Did you do the 1 month thing?
Yeah, well, I did it monthly and then I'm gonna cancel that.
It's not a bad service.
I looked. So like I watched the game. And then later on that night, I went through kind of the TV shows and everything. I'm like, should I keep this or should I not? I didn't see anything that I wanted to keep.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna cancel the subscription. But man, dude, they had me good.
You see their number? They set records.
Yeah. I mean, that's always gonna be the thing now. Yeah.
But is this a thing? Like, if you do this to us every time there's a game that we're gonna want to watch, we're gonna pay whatever to watch it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's not fair.
What they should? I don't know what they should do, but what would be interesting? Obviously, they want to drive subscriptions, but you should either be able to subscribe and do what you're doing, cancel, or pay like $2.50 straight up just to pay-per-view the game from Peacock.
$2.50?
Yeah.
Nice. I thought it was $250. I'm like,
no, like $2.50. That way, with those millions of people, you're making a bunch of money.
But then if that works, then it's going to become UFC and we're going to do pay-per-view.
$2.50
is
low. It could, but we could do that. What do you think that was, Eddie?
Oh, gosh.
That was basically pay-per-view. You had to pay for the service to watch it.
I know.
I want to see the numbers on how many people signed up for free and forget to cancel.
Yeah.
I just love to see that number.
It's going to be bigger than you think.
I didn't forget, and I'm proud of myself.
I think it's infinity, so how can it be bigger?
What do you mean? No, like, I think people will...
No, I'm thinking Infinity, so it can't be bigger than I think.
Oh, gosh. So dumb. Hey, so do you keep the month, though, Kevin, or are you done? Did they just cut it off?
No, yeah, you go until they tell you your date. Got like, it. You have until... I have until... Because I did it last month for... I can't remember what game.
OnlyFans.
Yes, it was the OnlyFans.
That was it. Dang,
that was it. I couldn't remember. Holidays just got me all mixed up.
Like, that got me with the league, the NBA League Pass. I'm like, ooh, seven-day free trial. Remind me, I put an alert on my phone and everything that to cancel it. I was like, nah, I might as well keep it. I like it. That's what they do, and they got me.
Mikey, anything you want to add?
Oh, they got me, too. But I do want to watch that TED show. It looks funny on there.
Oh, now we're doing a Peacock commercial? Yeah. You know the show I like on Peacock is the one with... She was in Orange is the New Black,
the main character?
Natasha Lyonne?
Yes, Natasha Lyonne. She has a show where she can read
Poker Face.
Yeah, it's good.
It's good?
Yeah, and every episode's like a different story, but you're still... It feels like a kind of a 90s... It's not funny, like a sitcom. But you know how the storyline would evolve, but they'd also have a specific thing happening each episode? Like, Rachel and Ross would still, like, are they together or not? But the coffee shop catches on fire. Like, this one's about that. Or it's kind of like that. There's a new... Have you watched it at all, Mike?
I watched like the first season whenever I signed up for Peacock last time they got me, but I never really got back into it.
He gets got every year.
You didn't like it?
Every time.
You didn't like it, Mike?
It was all right, but I do that all the time. I'll start a show, I'll be so into it, I'll just forget about it. Too many shows.
Yeah, I did that. Oh, you know what I started was the show on Amazon Prime. It's not called Archer. Is it called Archer?
The animated show?
No. Barchard. It's, I don't know, the dude's human. He's a real dude. But he like serves in the military and he comes back.
Reacher?
Oh, Jack Reacher.
Is it Reacher?
Yeah.
are those good?
Dude, my wife didn't like it.
Okay.
Because it's a little tongue in cheek and it's a little like extra violent for the sake of being funny. But yeah, they just started season two putting it out and I started season one thinking I was starting season two. Not knowing the difference, and I'm glad I did because I was like, this is awesome. But it's like a typical dude show, but done slightly corny on purpose. But this dude is so big and strong.
Yeah, he looks big.
He looks like
a car. It looks super corny.
He looks like a car. Yes, and but it's supposed to be.
Okay.
It's called Reacher, dude. The guy's name is Reacher. It's got to be corny.
Yeah, but isn't there like a Jack Reacher 2 or something?
Yeah.
That's what this is.
Same guy.
Oh,
it was a movie. Did Tom Cruise play the movie Jack Reacher?
Yeah.
What? Do they make him seem big? Because part of Jack Reacher, it's a book, it's a series, and he's like supposed to be like 6'4 or something. How did Tom Cruise pull off 6'4?
Oh, just did Tom Cruise.
Angles, camera angles.
Jeez.
They shot low.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, that's it for us.
Oh, one more question.
Yeah.
Did they have refs in these games, like standing by the head coach now? Did you see this?
Sideline?
Yeah.
Ref?
Is that normal? I've never noticed like...
I didn't see anything abnormal. I don't know. So maybe it's something new.
It's like a member of the officiating crew standing next to the coach the entire game.
That would suck. That'd be the worst one to have to be.
To just explain what's happening every single time and to get, I guess, the decision whether to accept it or decline it. But it was weird. Because I saw one of the guys. I'm like, oh, he looks familiar. And like, he's there the whole game? I've never seen this before.
Mike, were you just waiting for the Cowboys to come back?
Not really. I knew it was done.
How first quick, drive. Mike? First drive?
First drive. I knew it. I knew it going into it whenever Dak didn't want to put on the hat from the NFC game. He was like, I'm waiting for something bigger. I was like, that's the kiss of death. We're going to lose the next game.
Well, that is pretty stupid, though. The NFC East champions. Like, I looked online to see if I can get any like merch for on sale. Because like, this is the time to buy it.
Dude, you just fly over to like Guatemala and meet it at the pass. The Dallas Cowboy champs.
And
they
had Dallas Cowboys NFC East Championship t-shirts. I'm like, why would you want that? Is that a thing? You are the champ of your 14
division?
That's
why they want those kids to wear, or those players to wear them so they can sell them.
Yeah.
So they can, you know, you see them and you buy one yourself.
But we shouldn't be celebrating winning.
If I'm the Lions, I probably
that's
do.
That's different. It's historic for them.
Yeah. From the Cowboys, I am sick to my stomach still today.
Well, Patriots, same thing.
You won a lot. You're never going to hear us feel sorry for you.
No, I don't.
Because you had a whole lifetime of just winning Super Bowls and being the
best.
Well,
that's what I'm saying. Like, when I see a guy wear, like, an AFC East champion shirt in, like, 2017, when we're 20 years in, I'm like, seriously? Like, that's what you're going to put your money on?
That is really funny. Like, I don't know why anyone would wear that.
Yeah.
Maybe it's just new merch that they don't have.
Maybe. Maybe they got it for free.
And it's the best they could get from that year.
Okay. I see that.
Nah, that's reaching, man.
Ah, that's Jack Reacher, man.
You guys check out the Too Much Access episode. It's up. Go to TooMuchAccess.com. Reed did a great job with editing that.
Reed, good job, Reed.
Good job, Reed.
Nice job, Reed.
Pacers.
And then yeah. He's got his Pacers shirt
he's
on today.
Still wearing the shirt?
What's well, a different one? Now oh, he has two.
Okay, got it.
I wore my shorts the other day. Those are so comfy, man.
Yeah, they're awesome.
So comfy.
They have this band on there that like sticks, I guess makes your shirt stick so it doesn't come untucked.
So your shirt doesn't come out of your shorts.
Pretty awesome.
It's awesome. I use it for my winter.
What?
the band that holds it. Holds it. Got it. Like I said, gotta love a wiener joke. That's it. Kicks. Thank you.
But that's two in one episode. Yeah.
But the other one happened a different day.
Right. Technically.
Yeah. All right. Thank you. We will see you guys later on this week. I don't know. Eddie, I'm sorry, dude.
We're good. Thank you, dude. I'm sorry you lost stuff on that.
It's all right. It's a lot of money, but it's okay.
Yeah.
Money comes and goes.
You still got the Ravens, right?
I still got the Ravens and the Chiefs.
Oh, yeah. Yeesh. Yeah, two out of the last four teams in the AFC. That's good.
You never put money on the Niners?
Because they were always the best odds, and yeah. I just didn't want to put money on the probable winner. Yeah. And I always threw money on the other teams when they went the opposite direction. And the 49ers never really hit a place where, I mean, Brock Purdy lost a few games, but their odds never really got that bad.
Yeah.
So, F it.
Exactly.
F it.
F it.
That's how I feel after every college football season, Eddie. It's like, God, it's been all year, all week.
Terrible,
every
man.
Week, every day, getting ready, reading recruiting. I know we're going to do it there. Reading game. Oh, 2-9.
I know.
It sucks. It sucks. Okay, thank you all, and we will see you guys later on this week. Bye, everybody.
Eddie, you got a whistle?
Oh, blow the whistle, Eddie.
Oh, yeah, I got a whistle. Hold on. Here we go.
Oh, that was weak, dude.
All right, dang. Good job, everybody.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.